Now, speaking of a lot of information and curating that information, what you're about to hear are three presentations where staff in Hannah's office and also in the Governor's Energy Office have tried to consolidate down and curate some of the most important information that we've been gleaning over the summer through these reports that Sarah mentioned. So what we're going to do, and these are going to be quick hit presentations of about 10 minutes each, and we're going to do the three that Sarah mentioned that we're talking about today around emissions reductions. And then we're going to listen to or hear from a couple of you just some initial reflections about what all this means for our work and over the next month and a half, 2 months. And then after that, we'll take a break and actually have a conversation in smaller groups. Okay, so the first presentation is going to be about transportation, and Taylor Labreck, who many of you remember as being a critical staff person on the transportation working group, is going to walk us through this new strategy around transportation and what we've been learning over the summer with these various pieces of information that have come out. So I'll turn it over to Taylor to lead us through this first presentation, then we'll switch gears into the other two. So Taylor, please take it away, and the floor is yours.
Great, thanks, David. Hi, everyone, I am Taylor Labreck, and as Sarah mentioned, I will be taking the recommendations that the working groups presented in June and incorporating the new information that we've received since then. I know you've heard this many times, but it's worth saying it again. Transportation is responsible for 54% of Maine's greenhouse gas emissions. It's the most of any sector, making emissions reduction in this sector critical to meeting our state emission reduction goals. This map shows transportation emissions across the state. Red indicates higher emissions, orange and yellow are medium, and green is low emissions. As you can see, most of the miles are driven in the southern half of the state, along the coast, in the I-95 corridor. The strategy bringing the future of transportation to Maine focuses on the Transportation Working Group's recommendations around mitigation, including increasing electric vehicle use, which involves equitable incentives and expansion of electric vehicle charging infrastructure, reducing emissions from current gas and diesel engines through strategies including voluntary participation in EPA SmartWay and the expansion of alternative fuels, reducing vehicle miles traveled through the expansion of telework and teleservice opportunities, expanding public transit and supporting development in priority areas, which would facilitate walking and biking. And finally, exploring funding options for transportation needs and emission reduction. Next slide, please. So if we take a quick look back at the Synapse modeling from June, it suggests that emissions reduction is possible in Maine's transportation sector. This graph represents the trajectory of carbon dioxide emissions, which include the baseline or current policy scenario, three modeling scenarios, T1, T2, and T3. And the primary lever that Synapse used was electrification, and it alone can achieve substantial emission reduction. Of the scenarios, T1 relies the most on aggressive electrification. T2 also relies on aggressive electrification, but it also incorporates increased fuel efficiency and reduced vehicle miles traveled. T3 assumes less aggressive electrification, and it's still able to meet the emission reduction goals using a combination of low carbon fuels, aggressive reduction in vehicle miles traveled, and increased fuel efficiency. I'll now move through the recommendations from the working group and highlight the major updates that we've observed. Next slide, please. So to encourage the adoption of electric vehicles across the state, Mainers need a reliable and robust charging infrastructure system, along with incentives to support electric vehicle purchase. The cost benefit reflects our best understanding of what is to come. As technology advances, issues such as vehicle range and the cost of batteries will likely be resolved, and electric vehicles will then become more available and affordable. The cost-benefit analysis for this strategy considers the higher cost of battery electric vehicles over conventional vehicles, along with the potential need for an at-home charging unit. They also consider that maintenance and charging costs are lower for electric vehicles. The benefits of electrification include reduced emissions, along with the associated market and social benefits. If Maine provided subsidies to enable the consumers of light and heavy-duty vehicles to break even within 10 years in 2030, the benefits would outweigh the costs. By 2050, no subsidy would be needed to break even in 10 years. Next slide, please. The working group recognized the equity concerns around the high prices of electric vehicles and suggested the consideration of subsidies for used electric vehicles, increased subsidies for low-income households, and electric bikes. Electric vehicles are one of the more favorable strategies put forward by the Transportation Working Group, with just over 82% of respondents indicating that it's either a great fit or a good fit for their community. There was concern around the viability of this strategy in rural areas of the state and around vehicle costs. Next slide. While Mainers make the transition to electric vehicles, we will need to reduce our emissions in other ways too, to assist that effort. Emissions can be reduced in the short term through the use of low carbon fuels, increased fuel efficiency, and reduction in vehicle miles traveled. A cost-benefit analysis was conducted for reducing the number of miles that people travel, which includes supporting the development of key infrastructure, expanding public transportation that is easily accessible and climate-friendly, and expanding opportunities for telework and teleservices through broadband expansion. This action is especially of interest given the recent uptick in teleservices due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Broadband expansion is also key to the state's 10-year economic strategy and the COVID-19 Economic Recovery Committee. Benefits of reducing vehicle miles traveled include better air quality, health, cost savings, safety, and time. The analysis suggests that a 10% decrease in on-road transportation emissions from driving fewer miles could result in a decrease of nearly 180,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide each year. Next slide, please. The working group recognized that many of these strategies could be implemented in a way that help the aging rural population have access to transportation options, along with expanded access to telemedicine and other services through broadband expansion. The public identified reducing emissions from gas and diesel engines as the most favorable strategy put forward by the Transportation Working Group, with nearly 83% of respondents deeming it either a great fit or a good fit for their community. Enhanced public transportation, reduced commuting, and decreased vehicle miles traveled were all surveyed separately, and all were viewed favorably, with 77 to 80% of respondents deeming them a great fit or a good fit for their community. Respondents showed particular interest in biking and walking infrastructure and broadband expansion. They voiced concern around the viability of reducing vehicle miles traveled in rural areas. Next slide, please. The transition to a lower emission transportation sector will have positive impacts for Maine, that's clear. However, it does not come without a cost. You heard in June how Maine's transportation infrastructure is chronically underfunded. The annual transportation funding shortfall is $232 million and has only been worsened due to the pandemic. Maine must continue to explore different revenue sources that will support the current and future needs, as well as transportation needs, as well as climate transportation initiatives. A cost-benefit analysis compared several funding mechanisms that were proposed by the Transportation Working Group, including a fee on vehicle miles traveled, or VMT, a carbon market concept, and a fuel tax. All of the mechanisms resulted in reduced emissions and reduced air pollutants. Next slide, please. The working group recognized a number of equity concerns around implementing a new funding mechanism. The added costs for low-income households would be a real issue. Additionally, people in rural areas tend to drive further distances to get to where they need. A VMT fee or a fuel tax would disproportionately affect them. The public shared all of these concerns. A key piece of the funding mechanism will be ensuring that the funds are directed in a way that considers people who may be disproportionately impacted by the mechanism. As Melanie said, there's a great deal of work that's been done, but a lot left to do. I look forward to seeing where the Maine Climate Council takes it next.